It was obvious that Michelle and Susie would be fucking together on a regular basis from now on, as well as when they were fucking with us. And now it's your turn, Linda. Michelle smiled. But I want to fuck you with me lying back, so as I can watch you lowering yourself onto my cock, if that's okay. Oh yeah, that'll be good. And then everyone can watch me impaling myself on your massive cock as well, Michelle. I grinned. That's right. And they'll be able to lick me clean before I toss myself off in front of you and show everyone how much I come, she replied with a grin. And how hard you come, I reminded her, as I positioned my cunt above her massive knob end and slowly slid all the way down onto it, impaling my cunt and splitting my hairy gash so as everyone could see my overstretched cunt lips around her shaft. I'm sure they still don't believe how far you can shoot your cum. Ah, but I bet you do. You've seen me tossing myself off, she smiled, as I started sliding my cunt up and down her thick shaft, and tried sucking me off. What do you mean, tried? I replied with mock indignance. I nearly swallowed all of your cum. Two spurts, she laughed. You managed two spurts before you stuffed my cock back inside your cunt. And I managed to cover everything in cum before I managed to do so, I grinned. My belly, thighs, undies, pubic hair, everything. Well, I licked it off for you, didn't I? She replied. You did, I smiled. And I'm gonna lick it off your belly, thighs, and pubic hair after you fucked me. With a little help from my friends. With that, I started to raise and lower myself on her erect cock. Mum, Steph, and Susie all gathering round to watch. As always, it was only a few minutes later when Michelle warned me that she was about to come. Her knob end and thick shaft seeming to swell and harden even bigger inside my cock-stretched cunt. And then she moaned softly and came, her shaft pulsating and throbbing with every spurt of delicious cum she blasted into me. A few seconds later, I was forcing her cum past the tight seal of my cunt lips around her thick shaft, great dollops of it oozing out of me and slithering down her shaft. As I slowly stood up and trailed my cunt lips along her cum-smeared cock until I pulled right off it, Mum, Steph, and Susie all eagerly bent down and licked the blobs of thick, creamy cum from Michelle's belly, cock, and thighs. It was some minutes later before they'd finished, Michelle standing up with her feet wide apart, her skirt tucked up around her waist, and her fist wrapped tightly around her thick shaft. You'd better put something down on the carpet to protect it, Fiona, Michelle warned her. Otherwise, there'll be hell of a mess. Mum quickly placed a line of newspapers on the floor in front of Michelle so she could safely cum on them and not soak the carpet through with her copious cum. I could plainly see that the erotic sight of Michelle standing there in women's clothes and undies as she brazenly tossed herself off was having a pleasing effect on Steph and Susie's cocks, both of their cocks lewdly jerking upright to full hardness. Gonna cum, Michelle suddenly gasped, her eyes screwed tightly shut. A few seconds later, a thick spurt of thick and creamy cum arced through the air in a continuous stream, landing with a heavy splat over 4 feet from her. There were then another 8 huge jets of thick and creamy cum that spurted from her massive knob end, all as substantial and heavy as the first. Fucking hell, Mum gasped. I've never seen anyone come like that. Me either, gasped Susie. Nor me, Steph added. And they're not just short spurts either. They're bloody long and continuous streams of thick and creamy cum, like water from a hose pipe. Well, I did tell you that, I grinned as I shuffled up to suck Michelle's knob end clean of cum. What's more is that was her 5th cum, Susie gasped. There's 3 more left if anyone wants them, Michelle asked. How about us stripping down to our undies so we can have another fuck? Susie asked Michelle. You can fuck me missionary style this time if you want. That'd be nice, Michelle grinned. I could suck your nipples for you then. The evening finished about an hour later, after everyone had fucked themselves dry. And Mum went round with several different sandwiches, and we refilled our glasses. I think we should have some of the finest sauce we can have on these sandwiches, Susie announced as she held up hers. Cunt juice and cum sauce. With that, she leaned forward and dipped her sandwich in my still drooling cunt, the bread soaking up some of my cunt juices before she popped it into her mouth. Wonderful, she grinned. Steph and Michelle immediately did the same, using Mom's cunt and mine again for their own and our sandwiches. This reminds me, it's Linda's 17th birthday in 2 weeks, and you're all invited, Mum said. I think I can call on Steph to supply a couple extra guests for us. If there's any in that week, I'll certainly do that for you, Fiona, Steph grinned. Are these guests who I think they are? Michelle asked with a wry grin. They sure are, Steph replied. They give a fantastic fuck and never spit on you, although they'll fill you with cum. They can't make a woman pregnant. I'm really looking forward to seeing this, Michelle grinned. A few nights later, I was walking through the park wearing nothing but my undies, a black lacy-cut bra, matching suspender belt, and my black nylons with heels under my wide-open flapping coat. I really don't know why I decided to go out, and I didn't expect a fuck, because I'd come on that morning, and the little white string of my Tampax was plainly visible as it dangled between the crinkly folds of my cunt lips. The trouble was that when I was on, I felt so fucking horny. And the thought of that, at the very least, I'd be able to lie back somewhere in my undies and have an alfresco wank. Feeling very frustrated, I sat down on one of the many benches that lined the path and let my coat fall completely open, so as my suspender-framed cunt and tits were totally exposed. After leaning back and spreading my legs wide apart, my hand fell down between my nylon-clad thighs, and I casually started playing with my erect clitty. I soon felt the results of my frigging, and the beginnings of my orgasm were just starting when I caught sight of a woman in the distance walking towards me. Before she reached me, she turned off and made her way across the grass towards the toilet block. Then she quickly looked all around before entering the gents' toilets. Unable to control my mounting curiosity, I quickly stood up and made my way down to the building, entering the same door with her, my high heels making staccato clicking sounds on the tiled floor, despite my best efforts to creep inside. There was only one of the stall doors closed, and so I bent to look through the gap at the bottom, seeing two pairs of feet, a man's and a woman's. Well, at least somebody's getting a fuck tonight, I thought to myself, as I stood up and leaned back against the sinks, my coat falling open once more to expose all that I had. I idly twiddled the little white string of my Tampax as I contemplated on what to do next. Go to the ladies' toilets for a wank, or go back outside and find someone that at least let me suck them off. As I mused over what to do, I suddenly became aware that the closed door of the stall was now in fact partly open, and that a woman's face was looking out at me. A broad smile crept across her face, and then she turned away to mumble something to the guy that was inside with her. The door opened some more, and I saw the guy standing there with his erect cock just jutting out from between his thighs. "Do you fancy joining us?" she half-whispered. "I'd love to, but unfortunately I came on this morning," I informed her. "It doesn't matter," she smiled again. "It doesn't bother me whether a woman's on or not. I've fucked loads of girls when they've been on with no bother." As the substance of what she just told me gradually sank in, she opened the door fully, and I immediately saw a massive suspender-frame cock jutting out from between her nylon-clad thighs. She was a tranny. "Christ, I didn't realize you were a tranny," I blurted. "I certainly wouldn't have known if I hadn't just seen your cock right now." Does it bother you? Me actually being a guy, I mean? She asked.
Hell no, I smiled. Christ, I get fucked every week with three tranny friends of mine and my mom. It's just that I hadn't noticed that you were a tranny, that's all.
I do try my best to look as feminine as I can, she smiled.
And very nice you do look as well, I told her truthfully. She was wearing a mid-blue cotton jacket over a white blouse and a light blue short skirt, the front of which was pushed right up by her mighty hard-on, exposing white suspenders and tan stocking tops.
These other trannies? Do I know them? She asked.
Well, you certainly won't know one of them because she's still in the closet. And there's only me, my mom, and two other trannies that know about her. Other than the bi guys that she meets for the one-off sex at the car park. When she's wearing her stuff, I replied. You might know the other two. Susie and Michelle?
Oh, I know them very well, she beamed. Tell them Lucy says hi, will you?
I sure will, I smiled. I'm Linda, by the way.
Right, Linda. How about you, me, and my friend Jason here have some fun together, she suggested.
We'll have to find somewhere else because it's a bit cramped in here with the three of us.
Sorry.
Hi, Jason. I smiled as I realized I'd been ignoring him somewhat as I'd just been talking to Lucy. There's some bushes along the path that I know of. We'll be all right there because I've used them before and haven't been disturbed.
Sounds fine, Linda.
Jason smiled. You lead and we'll follow you.
But just before we go out, can I have a little suck of those two marvelous cocks of yours?
I grinned.
I am dying to wrap my lips around them.
Let's hope they won't be the only lips you're going to wrap around them, Linda, Jason laughed. Because it doesn't bother me if a girl's on or not either.
I can see we're going to have some great fun together, I grinned. A bit bloody, maybe, but great all the same.
I led them out of the toilets and then along the path to the rhododendron bushes where I'd been so soundly fucked by the two guys and then by the wandering dog.
Here we are, I said as we reached the space behind the bushes. We'll be all right here.
You shouldn't be disturbed.
Looks like some others have found this place as well,
Jason said as he pointed to the several used condoms that lay under the bushes.
Christ, I don't like using those bloody things, I stated. I'd sooner feel the cum being spurted inside me or down my throat.
Yeah, me too, Lucy and Jason both said together.
Well, I'm ready,
I said as I quickly slipped my coat off my shoulders and laid on the grass with my knees bent and my legs split wide apart.
Hang on a minute, Jason protested.
I have to get my pants off yet.
And I have to fold my stuff up so as it doesn't crease, Lucy said. Doesn't do for a girl to walk around in creased clothes.
And you can get up to your hands and knees, my girl. I'm gonna fuck you doggy style while Jason comes in your mouth.
Then we can swap positions, and I can fuck you while Lucy tosses herself off into your mouth, Jason added. Then it's free for all.
I quickly did as they said, me now kneeling on all fours, as I waited for Lucy to come behind me and sink her beautiful cock deep inside my aching cunt.
Hey, what have we here?
Lucy said as she knelt between my legs. I felt a gentle tugging deep in my cunt and then suddenly realized I'd completely forgotten to take out my Tampax.
Here, keep still, Linda, and let me take it out for you,
Lucy said quietly, with Jason watching on. I bet you've never had a used Tampax taken out by a guy before, have you, Linda?
No, I haven't, actually, I replied honestly. And I have to admit that it's really turning me on. As always, whenever I'm on, I feel horny as hell. Especially knowing that with Jason watching you, there are two guys seeing me kneeling here in a very personal and intimate condition.
So being on makes you feel really horny, does it, Linda?
Christ, yes. Right now, I do and let you guys do anything to me. Almost anything, I replied. No matter how wacky or way out it might be normally. In fact, apart from water sports or scat,
Just about any sort of sex would be acceptable. Oh, any sort at all. I felt my Tampax being slowly pulled out of my menstruating cunt, and it being immediately replaced by a rigid cock that sank all the way inside me. I don't know which one of you that is, but oh, it sure feels good, I moaned. Neither of them answered, and then after several seconds, I felt the cock being pulled all the way out of me again, only to be shoved all the way inside me once more. Here you are, Linda. Suck on this, Jason said as he knelt down at my head. I sucked his knob end into my mouth and immediately recognized the taste of blood. How does it feel to know you're sucking my cock, and that it's completely covered with your own cunt blood? Jason asked me as Lucy gripped my hips and started to fuck his beautiful cock in and out of me. I moaned on his blood-smeared cock before sucking on it even harder. Wait until you suck mine, Linda. It'll be covered in your cunt blood also, as well as my cum. I moaned on Jason's cock once more and reached back to squeeze Lucy's hand. Jason was the first to come, and he noisily blasted his load into my mouth. This immediately brought Lucy to her orgasm, and I felt her spurting her cum deep inside my ass as she gripped my hips tightly and stabbed her spurting cock into me. As soon as she finished coming, they swapped ends, and I reveled on the cum and blood-smeared cock that Lucy slid into my mouth, Jason immediately sliding his semi-hard cock into my dripping ass. With Jason now feverishly fucking his cock into my ass, Lucy knelt at my head and started to toss herself off, her white suspenders stretched tight and drawn away from her slim thighs as her fist slid back and forth along her shaft. Don't swallow my cum right away, Linda, she said, half-whispered breathlessly. After I've come in your mouth, I want you to shut your eyes and just share your sticky cum with me when we kiss, and when Jason comes deep inside your ass. I moaned in agreement. One of my hands strayed to Lucy's nylon-clad thigh and slowly slid itself up and down as she continued to toss herself off, tenderly caressing her, as Jason gave my cunt a right old fucking with his now fully erect cock. His balls slapped noiselessly against my nylon-clad thighs as Lucy's fist slid rapidly back and forth. And then he gasped that it was getting near to coming. I'll be right behind you, Jason, Lucy breathed. I'm nearly there myself. A few moments later, Jason moaned loudly and then started stabbing his cock into my cunt, each stab a spurt of cum until he was drained and slid out of me. Remember, Linda, keep it in your mouth for me, Lucy gasped. A moment later, she was spurting her cum into my mouth, gasping with each spurt. After about 5 good spurts, she stopped and trailed her knob end along my lips. Okay, Linda, kneel up and close your eyes tightly so as I can kiss you and taste my own gum, she gasped breathlessly. I did as she asked, as one arm slid around my waist and pulled me tightly to her. Then my head rolled back and I partly opened my mouth, ready for her tongue to probe inside and lap up some gum. As her lips closed onto mine, I felt something between them, but I couldn't do anything because Lucy was holding me behind my head as we crushed our lips together. As we passionately kissed and pressed our lips together, I suddenly realized what was between them. Lucy had my used Tampax in her teeth, and my cunt blood was steadily oozing from the soggy tampon and into my mouth. The taste, the musky scent, and the feel of my own used Tampax in my mouth, and the lewd but highly erotic thought of what we were doing instantly drove me wild. And my hands both went up behind Lucy's head to pull us together even harder, so as more of my cunt blood was squashed from my soggy Tampax. Yes, I hissed against her lips. Oh, yes. I took my Tampax from her teeth and pushed my head forward, some of the cocktail of Lucy's cum and my cunt blood then dribbling into her mouth. I heard her moaning in ecstasy. I partly passed her on the Tampax, and we both chewed on it. More and more my cunt blood oozed from the Tampax as we chewed, the blood dribbling into our mouths before we both swallowed the blood and cum cocktail. Finally, having totally squeezed out every last drop of my cunt blood, Lucy held it in her teeth and lewdly traced it along my lips, the little white string dangling down and brushing my chin. I then took hold of it in my teeth and did the same for her, before allowing it to drop to the grass. "Did you like my little surprise, Linda?" she asked shortly after we pulled apart. "Christ, did I?" I grinned. "That was fucking fantastic. And the first time I've ever drank any of my own cunt blood." "I'm glad you enjoyed it," she smiled. "Now that's what I call sharing something a little special. I'll tell you what, Lucy. Tomorrow I'm going to wank myself off with my next used Tampax between my teeth. And as I start to come, I'm going to open my mouth and let it fall inside so I can suck and chew on it while I'm coming," I told her.
"Ooh, you horny fucking bitch," she grinned. "I've only ever managed to do that once with a girl before now. But you'll be able to do it every bloody fucking month."
"Bloody is right," I laughed. "Really bloody if I do it on the first day." Then we got ourselves ready, and I was just about to leave when Lucy stopped me. "Haven't you forgotten something, Linda?" she asked. "Like a new Tampax?" "Christ, I have," I gasped. "It won't be a minute. I'll just put one in." "No, let me put it in for you," Lucy smiled. "And then you can put one in me." I can't explain why, after all the weird and wacky things I'd done in the past, but as I stood there, with Lucy tearing the paper and covering off of a new Tampax, and then gently placing it between my thighs, I couldn't help but feeling embarrassed. I felt even more embarrassed when she expertly inserted it into my bleeding cunt, then bent down and kissed it for me. "Okay, Linda, my turn," she smiled, parting her knees and placing her hands on them. I took out another one and I placed it up against her ass, and I slowly slid the cardboard tube inside her, and then pushed the inner tube into the outer one, safely depositing the Tampax inside her ass for her, with the little white string dangling down between her nylon-clad thighs. "Thank you, Linda," she beamed when she straightened up and turned around. "You have no idea how feminine wearing a Tampax makes me feel. I have some at home, and I frequently wear one, but this is the first time I've ever had one inserted by a woman. To be truthful, no one's ever inserted one inside me either, or made me suck and chew on one of my own used ones either," I smiled. "So it's a first for both of us." With that, we all walked back along the path and parted as soon as we reached the park gates. A few nights later, we were all discussing what we were going to do at my next birthday. Mom suggested that we all go out for a drink before coming back home for some fun together. "I'll have to pass on that, I'm afraid," Steph said. "I'm really not ready to go out in public dressed like this."
"But you go up to the car park in your undies, Steph," Mom said.
"Yeah, but that's different. The guys there know I'm a guy, and why I'm there. But the people in the pub would soon see that I was actually a guy dressed as a woman, and that would make me feel really embarrassed," she replied.
"Yeah, I do see what you mean, Steph," Mom conceded. "Michelle and Susie can get away with it, but I don't think you could, I'm afraid."
Perhaps I'll just stop here and look after the dogs then," Steph said. The following week, I had a quiet word with Steph and told her to call around the following night whilst Mom and Susie were out for a drink.
"Make sure that all you've got out under your coat is your undies," I told her.
"What's all this secrecy about, Linda?" Steph asked me as I got into her car the following night, outside our house. "And why do I have to only be wearing my undies underneath my coat?"
"I thought you and me could have a fuck on our own," I smiled. "But there's a bit more besides, so drive down to the park and I'll explain everything down there."
We set off and were soon at the park gates, where Steph turned off the engine.
"I felt sorry for you when you told us the other night you still daren't go out in public as Steph," I began. "So me and you are going to go out in public place tonight as Linda and Steph. We'll just be two ordinary women, walking through the park and sitting on a bench together. And if anyone comes along, male or female, we'll just say hello to them like two women would.
Hey, I don't know about that, she began.
Trust me, I smiled. You'll be okay, I promise. Just do everything I say.
But what's this with the only wearing our undies under our coats? Where does that come into it? She asked with some concern.
Ah, to anyone seeing us walking along, we're just two women.
If they want a bit of fun with us, we're all ready for them.
I smiled. I also want you and me to do something really sexy. Something I do all the time because it turns me on so much. If you'll do the same to me, it'll give you a lot more confidence as to one day maybe go out and walk through the park on your own as Steph.
Well, I'll give it a go, I guess, she replied, somewhat uncertainly.
Okay, let's just go for a simple walk through the park, I told her.
We got out and sat along the path into the fading light of the summer's evening, our lightweight raincoats tied loosely around our waists.
So how do you feel, Steph? I asked.
This isn't too bad, I guess, she replied. I'm just more than a little worried about someone meeting up with us.
Well, before we do, how about getting a little more daring? I asked her.
What do you mean? She replied.
Undo your belt and let your coat fall completely open. And put your hands in your pockets like this, so as you can pull your coat shut if we do meet someone, I told her, and I demonstrated what I'd told her.
She cautiously undid her belt and followed what I'd told her.
Right. Let's go for a walk, I said, and set off along the path, with Steph quickly catching me up, both of our coats flapping open as we walked along. How do you feel, Steph?
Fantastic, she beamed. I'm actually walking through a public park, totally exposing my cotton undies. What a fucking turn-on.
I can tell, I grinned.
By now, Steph's cock was completely rigid and jutting out lewdly from her nylon-clad thighs, gently slapping each of her thighs in turn as she walked along.
I've sometimes walked along here wearing only my undies with my coat over my arm and everything exposed, I told her proudly.
Now does that turn you on? I'd like to try that later, if it's all right with you, she grinned.
Only if we both strip down to nothing but our undies and you fuck me on my hands and knees in the middle of the path, I replied with a wicked grin.
We'll have to see about that, she grinned. Depends on how horny I get.
Well, in the meantime, how about us sitting down on this bench and waiting till it gets a bit darker, I suggested. We can still have some fun while we wait.
Okay, she smiled, sitting down on the bench near the toilets that I'd frequently used when I was looking for sex. So what have you got in mind?
I answered by leaning over and opening her coat wide so as I could dip down and suck her cock, Steph spreading her legs wide apart to give me good access.
Ooh, that feels nice, Linda. She cooed up as my lips curled over her knob end and then slid up and down her rigid shaft. Don't you dare stop.
I moaned on her cock. I sucked her for a few minutes before she urgently said that she could see someone walking along the path towards us. So I lifted off her and she quickly wrapped her coat over her undie-clad body. It was, in fact, a young couple that was just coming our way, and we simply waited until they were by us before we said hello to each other.
Christ, they never even took a second look at me, Steph gasped as they walked down the path. I felt sure they'd be able to tell I was a guy.
I told you nothing to worry about, I smiled, and with a bit more coaching in your department, you'd pass for a woman anywhere.
I'm beginning to enjoy this being dressed in the park thing, she grinned.
Well,
how about us both trying to pick someone up, I suggested, depending on whether they look like they're looking for a good time with someone as well. Okay, what do we do? She asked.
I showed her how to cross her knees and lay the flap of her raincoat over them so she could make it slip off with only the slightest movement, and it totally exposed her stocking tops to anyone standing close by. I then showed her how to leave the belt loose enough so as to expose her tits by leaning forward ever so slightly. A great accident to get someone's immediate interest.
Hey, I like that. With me only straightening my leg a little, I can let my coat slip right off my knee and let them accidentally see my undies.
And your erect cock as well. If you then uncrossed your legs, I beamed, but only do that when you're sure whomever it was really interested.
I like it, she said again. In the meantime, Linda, how about you sitting on my cock so I can fuck you while playing with your titties?
I can't think of a better way of spending the time, I grinned, and I stood up and straddled her nylon-clad thighs. Ooh, yes, that feels nice.
Steph's cock was now all the way inside me. I felt her hands gently cupping my tits as I let my coat fall completely open and started to raise and lower myself on it.
Christ, that feels so fucking good, Linda,
she breathed as she slid in and out of my drooling cunt.
Your cunt feels really hot and slippery.
I know, I replied quietly. Your cock sliding all the way inside me so as your knob end is butting up against my cervix every time I sit down on you.
So that's what I can feel, she replied. It feels really...
Hey, someone's coming, I interrupted her as I quickly got off the now steaming cock and sat back down beside her. That's it, Steph. Now just lay your coat over your knees and you're decent again.
We both sat back and casually watched as the figures of two guys slowly emerging from the gathering of the gloom, walking side by side as they approached us. As they got closer to us, I could see from the dim light of the lamp above us that they were looking at us, and they were both grinning.
I bet you thought we didn't see you,
one guy said as they came alongside us.
See us?
I replied, trying to appear innocent.
What do you mean?
Just then, the other said, bouncing up and down on his, sorry, her cock. I looked at Steph and she looked back at me and both of us unsure as what to say next.
Hey, it's all right. Me and Joe have caught lots of trannies having a quick fuck here in the park, the first guy said matter-of-factly. Yeah, we've joined in a few as well, if truth be told, Joe added.
So how's about it, girls?
You want some of this?
As he finished speaking, he unzipped his jeans and pulled out a very respectably sized, semi-erect cock. His friend blatantly following suit and exposing a similarly sized one.
What do you think, Steph?
Would you both like them to join in with us, I asked.
Yes, please,
she grinned broadly as she licked her lips.
I should explain. Steph's the tranny and I'm her girlfriend, I said as I turned to the guys again. I assume that's still all right.
To prove my point, I slowly let my coat fall open to expose my suspender-framed cunt and pert tits to their gaze. I was totally surprised to see Steph doing exactly the same thing, her still erect and steaming cock suddenly springing up and jutting out lewdly from between her nylon-clad thighs.
That is all right, the first guy breathed. Come on, we can go in some bushes down by the toilets. Nobody will bother us there.
So we both got up and followed the two guys along the path to the rhododendron bushes, both of us letting our coats flap open so as we exposed everything we had. Once behind the bushes, me and Steph immediately slid off our coats as the guys stripped off their jeans, two large and very erect cocks jutting out from their thighs.
Colin, I want to fuck her,
Joe said to his mate as he pointed towards Steph. It's been a while since I fucked a tranny and I'm really looking forward to it.
Hey, no problem, Joe, Colin replied as he jiggled his stiff cock up and down. I really fancy sliding my cock into this hairy cunt and filling it with my cum anyway.
So Steph got down on all fours in readiness for Joe's cock. He asked her to turn over and lie on her back so we could fuck her missionary style.
It's been a long time since anyone's fucked me this way,
Steph told him as she laid back and spread her legs wide. He dropped between them.
I assume you want my legs over your shoulders.
Oh, yes, Joe grinned as he knelt between her splayed nylon-clad thighs with his cock in his hand.
That way, I can get in really deep.
And I'd like you on your hands and knees, please, Colin told me. If you kneel down and straddle your friend's head, she can watch my cock sliding in and out of your beautiful hairy cunt while Joe fucks her.
Sure, any way you want me,
I smiled as I got into position over Steph's head. A moment later, I felt the pressure of Colin's knob end stretching my cunt lips apart and the delicious hardness of his shaft sliding into me. Steph then moaned softly as Joe eased his knob end into her ass and slowly sank all the way inside her. Before he moved forward, almost folded her double, Steph's legs now being held by the knees and her feet in the air as her legs laid over his shoulders. "Oh, God, fuck me," she begged Colin as he slid his rigid cock in and out of her tight ass. "Fuck me hard and come inside me, just as though I was a real woman." "That's just what I'm gonna do," Colin gasped as he repeatedly slammed his erect cock into her. "I'm gonna spurt my cum deep inside your ass and fill it up, just as though I was fucking your friend's cunt." Both guys then worked hard on us, slamming their cocks into me and Steph for the next 5 minutes. Colin suddenly gasping that he was about to come inside me. "Ah, yes," I gasped as I pushed my hips back into his pistoning cock. "Let me feel your cum spurting into my cunt. Fill it right up so I can stay kneeling over Steph's face and make her swallow it as it oozes out of me." Hearing that was too much for Colin. I felt his cock suddenly harden and jerk as it spat a thick load of cum all the way inside my cunt. About 7 good spurts in all.
"Christ, I needed that,"
he gasped as he stopped coming and then slowly slid out of me.
"Now let's see your friend drink up that lot."
I looked down between my splayed thighs and saw my suspenders stretching out from my nylon-clad thighs, perfectly framing Steph's face as she looked back up at me and opened her mouth wide in readiness for Colin's cum. As the first large glob of cum oozed from my cunt and landed with a splat in Steph's mouth, Joe cried out that he was coming and gave several grunts in time with each spurt of his cum, as he powerfully stabbed his cock deep inside Steph's upturned ass. "Oh, God, yes!" he gasped over and over again as he looked down watching Steph eating Colin's cum. Each thrust forward of his cock, another spurt of his cum into Steph's ass. "Oh, fuck me, yes!" Finally, he slowed to a stop and hung above her, his shriveling cock still lodged in Steph's ass and feebly oozing his cum inside it.
"Christ, you guys are something else," he finally managed to gasp,
as he slowly pulled his limp cock from Steph's ass and stood up to let Steph's legs fall onto the grass.
"And a great fuck as well."
"We're glad you enjoyed yourselves," I smiled. "I know we certainly did." The guys tidied themselves up before thanking us once more and leaving us, dribbling their cum oozing from my gaping cunt and also now dribbling from Steph's ass. "You still up for that fuck, Steph?" I asked her as the guys left.
"More than ever after a great fuck like that one I've just had," she replied as she idly wanked on her stiffening cock.
"But seeing as it's almost dark now, I'd like to do some more walking through the park in our undies. That's a real turn-on."
"Yeah, I like doing that as well," I replied. "Can't explain it properly, but it gives me a really naughty feeling deep inside."
With that, we folded our raincoats over our arms, strolled out from behind the bushes and down the path, both now wearing nothing but our high heels, nylons, and our sexy bra and suspender belt sets.
"Christ, this makes me feel horny,"
Steph breathed as we set off along the path, her rigid cock slapping her nylon-clad thighs with every step she took.
"If we meet a guy along the way, and he looks okay, I'm not even going to bother covering myself up."
"You know, Steph, you might end up getting fucked again," I grinned.
"Oh, I sincerely hope so,"
she laughed. But we didn't meet anyone else, and stopped as soon as we approached the pond, which was near the gates on the other side of the park.
"Well,
we've walked all the way through the park, and we met nobody else, Linda," she announced.
"So how's about we make our way back and have that fuck on the path? Little nearer to the car."
"Suits me," I smiled. "There's still a chance we'll meet someone on the way back." We set off along the path and stopped every few yards, and I held onto Steph's rigid cock and slowly wanked her for a while. I stood with my legs splayed wide apart. It was then that she took the opportunity to squat down and finger fuck me as she sucked on my drooling cunt. We also stopped several times so Steph could slide her cock inside me and lewdly fuck me for a few moments before she pulled out again, and I bent over her steaming cock to suck my cunt juices off of it. Even with these little pleasurable distractions, we soon neared the gates and decided that we were both in urgent need of a real good fuck. So I dropped my raincoat down onto the tarmac and dutifully got down on all fours before readying myself for Steph's rigid cock. "What do we do if someone comes and catches us?" Steph asked as she got down between my legs and rubbed her knob end up and down my hairy, drooling gash. "The way I'm feeling right now?" "We asked them if they want to join in and do whatever they want with us," I replied. "In fact, we fucking insist on it." Without replying, she grabbed my hips and rammed her rigid cock all the way into my drooling cunt, rocking me back and forth as her balls slapped noiselessly against my thighs and she got up speed. "Suck me out when you've come, Steph," I begged her, her knob end butted up viciously against my rubbery cervix. "Spurt your cum deep inside my cunt and then let me straddle you while you lick me out and I wank myself." "Oh, I will, Linda," she replied breathlessly. "You try and stop me." I knelt there on the path like a bitch in heat as Steph fucked her distended cock into me, neither of us caring whether we were discovered or not. "Christ, you're a great fuck, Linda," she gasped as her pubes smashed repeatedly against my swollen outer cunt lips and her knob end battered my cervix. "I can see why Susie and Michelle are always wanting to fuck you." "It's you and them that make me a great fuck, Steph," I replied. "Because of the way you all fuck me and fill my cunt with your cum. Oh, especially Michelle." Steph then leaned forward and swiftly undid the front fastening clasp of my bra as she banged at my drooling cunt, the two lacy cups quickly snapping apart to hang loose and useless by my sides. "Now you've got everything exposed," she gasped as she held onto my hips again. The cool night air on my lewdly liberated tits instantly started my orgasm to rise in my guts, and I drove my hips back onto Steph's plunging cock, her knob end really smashing into my cervix. "I can feel my orgasm starting to rise, Steph," I panted as our naked flesh slapped together. "You undoing my bra and exposing my tits has just started it." "Good," she gasped. "I can feel my cum coming to the boil as well." "Let it all go inside of me," I begged. "Fuck your thick and creamy spunk into my cunt, and then let me drain it into your mouth for you to eat." "Oh, yeah," I gasped. I will. "Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me like I'm your bitch in heat, Steph. Like a bitch you've just found that's dying for you to fuck her and not with her," I gasped as I felt my orgasm now building rapidly. "Spurt your thick and creamy cum into my guts." A few seconds later, I could feel her doing exactly that. Her cock jerked and pulsated madly inside me, and she grunted as her cock spat out a thick, sticky cum into my cunt. "Yes, yes, yes," she hissed over and over again as her balls emptied it and her knob end smashed hard against my cervix. As she finally slowed to a stop and laid over me, I stirred my hips round and round on her shrinking cock until it slid from me. Steph immediately rolled off of me and laid back so as I could squat down over her face, her own cum now steadily oozing from my gaping twat and dropping in thick, viscous strings into her mouth as I frantically wanked on my erect clitty above her. Imagine the scene. A transvestite is lying on her back in the open path of a public park with her knees spread apart and her flaccid cock now totally exposed. She's wearing nothing but makeup, a wig, a black bra, suspender belt, and nylons. Squatting directly over her face is a young woman, with her nylon-clad thighs sprayed wide apart, and wearing nothing but the same sexy undies as the tranny, but with her front fastening bra undone, and dangling loosely by her side, so as her part 36B tits and erect nipples are completely naked and totally exposed. She's frantically strumming her erect clitty as large amounts of thick and creamy cum continuously drip from her gaping, hairy cunt and straight into the tranny's open mouth. The tranny then swallows the thick and viscous cum and opens her mouth again, ready for the next load. "Oh, God, Steph, I'm nearly there," I gasp as I frigged my clitty. I felt my orgasm rapidly building. "Soon you'll be drinking my cum as well as your own." Oh, then let it come, Linda. I'm ready and waiting for it, she said from between my splayed thighs. Let it come. I hadn't reckoned on what Steph did next. She lifted her head and clamped her mouth over my cunt lips, and then slid two fingers into me and finger-fucked me, my orgasm suddenly bursting through my body and lighting up every nerve ending. Oh, no! I wailed in pure ecstasy as her fingers rapidly slid in and out of my twitching cunt. She sucked noisily on it. I'm coming! I felt myself dragging forward onto my knees and lowered my hips before grinding my convulsing cunt into her face and then powerfully humped my hips back and forth so my cunt lips splayed wide open, slid up and down her face and left a slimy trail of cunt juices and cum all over it. Suck me, you fucking bastard, I cried as I felt my firm, erect clit rubbing up against Steph's nose. Suck my cunt and drink my cum. Steph answered by moaning loudly against my splayed cunt, lewdly sliding back and forth over her suctioning mouth, and kept my intense orgasm burning on all cylinders. It was as I dropped forward over Steph and placed my hands on the ground on either side of her head that I felt as though my orgasm suddenly developed afterburners. My whole body seemed to explode as she expertly rammed two fingers of her other hand straight up inside my ass. And from then, everything on was a blur. The next thing I could remember was coming to, with Steph frantically lapping at my drooling cunt, my face now pressed on the ground. Fucking hell. What happened? I moaned softly as I suddenly became aware that Steph now had her fingers hooked inside my cunt lips and was lewdly pulling them wide apart, so my cunt was gaping wide open and draining its sticky juices directly into her mouth. You passed out, she replied as she licked and sucked my cunt lips and cunt juices. So I kept on sucking you out, seeing as how your cunt was still flooding with your cum.